So we have just heard in the gospel, Jesus saw Levi, who is Matthew, and said, "Follow me." And immediately, Levi stood up and followed Jesus. Look at the response of Matthew or Levi. It was so immediate. But, of course, Levi invited him in his house. And while he was at the table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples. And they started to ask, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Eh, malaki yung tainga ni Jesus eh, no? Jesus most probably has big ears. Napakinggan niya. He heard it. And so Jesus said, those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Eh, sino nga bang nangangailangan ng doktor? Eh, di yung may sakit. Only those who are sick look for a doctor. And then Jesus added, I came not to call the righteous but sinners. Wonderful. I came not to call those who are well, but those who are not well. Yun ang tinatawag ko. Beautiful answer with that question. Why did he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus was just saying, I came here not for you, self-righteous. No? And you know the statistics? This is now the statistics. Over 95% of the world's total population has health problems. How many? 95. Meaning, only 5% humans who are living on earth are healthy. 95% hindi. At ito pa, with this over 95% with sickness, over a third having more than 5 ailments. Grabe, dun daw sa 95%, one-third nun, 5 ang sakit. Can you ask your seatmates kung may kasama kayo dyan, anong sakit mo? Yan ang sakit. So, ibig sabihin, the average people, those who are sick, the 95%, one-third suffering from physical, ha? It's physical sickness. Sakit kung saan-saan, sakit sa... Dami, grabe talaga, no? When we study the human anatomy, imagine yung may sakit, ang dami. But not only physical thing. United States Surgeon General declared that there is a new epidemic in United States of America. And what is that? The epidemic of loneliness. So it's not physical, but emotional. Iniwan ako. Hindi niya ako mahal. No? He, she doesn't love me anymore. Most probably, it was just a perception. But it becomes a sickness. That's why we have now, we call the sickness, no? Psychosomatic. The body is not sick, but only your mind, your emotion, our mind is sick, and it manifests to our body. And another statistics, if one in every 5 Americans is lonely, in the Philippine setting, close to 1 in 5 Filipino youth aged 15 to 24 have ever considered ending their life. The cases of suicide, grabe. At ang mga youth natin, ganun din. 1 in every 5 sa gulang na 15 to 24 kayo mga nakikinig sa atin. Ilan ang napakinggan yung nagpakamatay? Just recently, itong kababayan ko, no, nakatrabaho sa Divine Word College of San Jose, our associate seminarian, Jancel Capacia, isa doon sa mga kakilala. Just recently, she was buried. She committed suicide. Alam niyo yung pyramiding na paluwagan. Ang daming biktima niyan. So, emotional, mental. Even the actor, the one who entertained us, Ronaldo Valdez, according to the news, killed himself, committed suicide. In America, long time ago, the same thing, very ironic. Pat Adams, Robin Williams, comedian also committed suicide. And you know those who commit suicide throughout the world? Suicide cases in the world, nearly 800,000 people die by suicide in the world each year, which is roughly one death every 40 seconds. Suicide is the second leading cause of death in the world for those aged 15 to 24. So in this Mass, we pray. We have just finished the Christmas season, and we are now into week one of ordinary time, Saturday. Siguro namnamin pa natin yung Pasko. Why did the Savior come? To save us, to heal us. So we affirm, we need a healer. We need the Savior. The healing star was born, is born. Our saving light is here. He is our Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.